He says it's just people playing politics as usual.
Partisanship and political point scoring seem to come far ahead of facts and what's best for the country and finding qualified people to take up these posts. And I think that's a shame because obviously we need our best and brightest in at these highest levels. Gina Haspel is an example of that.
Those confirmation hearings take place this Wednesday, and ultimately Hyman did say he believes that Haspel will be confirmed as the next director of the CIA. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
President Trump is asking for voters not to vote for the GOP frontrunner in a U.S. Senate primary. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump urging West Virginia voters not to vote for Don Blankenship in the Tuesday primary, saying he's unelectable and would make it more difficult to defeat incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Blankenship's a former coal CEO who did time in jail in connection with a 2010 blast that killed 29 miners. While the president didn't exactly endorse the other two Republicans running, Representative Evan Jenkins and State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, he did say in the tweet, quote, vote Jenkins or Morrissey. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
11 more members of a Penn State fraternity are headed to trial over the death of a pledge after a judge ruled today that prosecutors put on enough evidence to support hazing and alcohol-related criminal charges. Prosecutors have said it is unclear whether the two sets of charges will be consolidated for trial. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. Weather this afternoon, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a low near 70. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. East wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 72, northeast wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 48, light and variable wind. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 74, calm wind. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 50.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright. My co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses, use our own phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have a mental health issue or someone in their family who has a mental health issue. Or it could be their best friend or someone they know or live next door to or whatever, work with. And we do it in various ways. We have what they call a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course that we teach for folks who have someone either in their family or know someone or are related to someone who have a mental illness. And what they try to do is they go over the medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And what they try to do is they try to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also have a support group that we do monthly. It's on the third Thursday of every month. It's held at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. And it is from 7 to approximately 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that. You do not have to be a member of NAMI to come, and everything there is totally confidential. You tell your story, and people who sometimes have been there that have gone through it before or are going through it the same time you are, and help each other out. What worked for them may not work for you, vice versa, or whatever. If you have any questions or if you'd like to get more information about, some of our programs, all you have to do is dial 908-284-0500. We do not man it 24 hours a day, but we do have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you in this short amount of time. Today we are very privileged to have with us Martha Roselli. Martha's on the phone, I hope. Are you there, Martha?
I am.
All right. Very good. I forget what your title is, at Catholic Charities. I believe you have something to do with behavioral health, but I'm not quite sure. What is your title?
I'm the Service Area Director for Behavioral Health and Youth Services in Warren, Hunterdon, and Somerset Counties.
Okay.
For Catholic Charities.
Okay, yeah, I knew that you had the three counties. I just wasn't sure what the title was. And you also own a ranch with horses and all that happy stuff, too.
And goats. Don't forget
and
the goats.
I can't forget the goats. That's it. It's a private thing. We've been joking back and forth about, she has to go home and feed the animals, that sort of thing. So she has to leave meetings early at night, But that's okay. We understand, Martha.
Thank you.
And it is a pleasure to have you back, although, we had a little confusion, and that's why you're on the phone and not here in person. But
entirely my confusion.
I apologize. I didn't get back. I didn't figure I had to because you said you had it down on your calendar and everything. So I figured that was okay by me. You had it on your calendar. So.
Well, you just assumed that I was a responsible adult, but now you know better.
Well, you're a responsible adult. You feed the animals.
Well, that's true.
Okay. I know that you've been with Catholic Charities a while, and would you just
give us some idea? I'm familiar with the Spirit program, and we'll touch on that in a minute. But what are some of the programs, you know, that you have, and who's eligible to participate in them? I can speak.
Well, in the behavioral health realm, we have both in-home and outpatient treatment services. So in-home would be those folks who maybe have difficulties with transportation, or they're having difficulties in managing their children, their behavior, children's behavior, or perhaps it's just a better environment for them. Maybe they're not comfortable being out of doors or coming to an outpatient setting. So we have therapists who go in home and help families to really mend the broken places individually and as a family. We use in all our services best practices, and where it makes sense, which is most places, evidence-based programming, to which we really try to maintain fidelity and try to be true to the evidence-based interventions. And those programs that are in-home, there's no charge for anybody who needs the service. They just need to call Catholic Charities and in Flemington, and we can set them up. We have openings right now in one of our in-home programs. We also do outpatient. So outpatient might be folks who are struggling with depression, or perhaps there's something new in their life they may need to adjust. And I'm thinking about perhaps an impending divorce or a health problem or a problem with their employment, family issues. We serve both children and adults. We have no age limit on the adults, so we do have several seniors. And there is a charge for that service. We do take Medicaid, Medicare. We also accept most insurance companies, and we can do self-pay. And if a person is struggling and they can't afford, you know, the cost of service, we could take a look at that and, you know, charge them a minimal amount. Of course, they have to show us some documentation, such as tax forms or whatever, but we're pretty lenient with that, frankly. We have psychiatric services. So if a person needs to have medication, now, the proviso here is that they need to be in services with us in order to access our psychiatric services, and that's not unusual. For us, it's important because we are accredited by the Joint Commission, formerly the Joint Commission on the Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations, and that's part of the standards for the Joint Commission. So our psychiatrist or psychiatric staff, if it's an APN, can see them, do an evaluation, prescribe medication, monitor, you know, the medication, titrate as necessary. And that's really important, particularly in Hunterdon County, and particularly with children. Pediatric psychiatry is very, very, very difficult to access. There just aren't enough pediatric psychiatrists for those who may be an advanced practice nurse who have a specialization with children. And so we have both. So we're pretty well set up in that area. And sometimes, you know, I have to say that our psychiatric staff are very cautious about medication. You know, some psychiatrists will prescribe over the recommended dosage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there are times when that's appropriate. I'm not saying it's not. But ours will always consult with both the pharmaceutical company as well as the American Medical Association. They have specialists just in medication to see whether or not that, you know, that would be in the patient's best interest. You'd be surprised at the number of pharmaceuticals that if you prescribe over the dosage, it really has a deleterious effect on the person's mental health, which is what you're trying to treat.
Right.
So
right.
We're pretty cautious in that area, but we do have psychiatric services available. We also have other services such as mobile response, and that is not, I want to be very clear, that's not a service that goes out and does a screening for possible psychiatric admission if someone is suicidal or homicidal. This is really for youth, and when I say youth, I mean under the age of 21, who are experiencing behavioral problems at home, in the school, in the community. And so mobile response can be called out, And they can go into, again, the home or the community, as long as there is a, as long as there's a parent who, or a guardian who agrees that they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll go in there and they'll meet with the family, they'll meet with the youth, trying to determine what the issue is. The crisis intervention specialist meets with them within 1 hour of getting the call. And they'll go in and see if there's anything that we can put in place to help them. So, you know, two rather different examples, but examples that will show exactly what the program does. We had a youth who was, you know, there's a lot of school refusal, a lot of problems in school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a very large family. There were 5 children. And so when the crisis intervention specialist went there to the school complained about the youth and, you know, it just was unruly and was oppositional. And it was determined, but then the crisis intervention specialist went to the home, met with the family, and it was learned that this young person, this young man, was being bullied because, you know, he had a very distinct body odor. He wasn't very clean. And they determined that the family didn't have a washing machine or a dryer, and they didn't have hot water.
Wow.
They couldn't afford the hot water. So Mobile Response was able to help with that, with the purchase of a washer and a dryer, and to get their hot water turned back on and get them in a payment plan. So that's one kind of extreme. On the other hand, we might have a youth who is experiencing some, you know, just difficulties in the home, not getting along with the parents. And at times that can be an issue, as anybody who's had children can attest to. But this is a bit over that. Yeah, this is not like, oh, he won't eat his green beans kind of deal. This is, you know, he's going out at night, he's climbing through his bedroom window, taking off, et cetera. And so, and we've had many cases like that. And in situations like that, it may be that the family needs family therapy. It may be they need in-home services. It could be they need an in-home counselor. It could be a lot of different things. And so the crisis intervention specialist assesses for that and then makes some recommendations. And based on those recommendations, many of those recommendations are no charge to the family, certainly the service. Going out to the home, there's no charge to the family ever. So that's Mobile Response. And, you know, people can access that any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that the number for that, I'll give it, and then I'll give it a little bit later, too.
Okay.
It's 877-652-7624. They won't be calling Catholic Charities. They'll be calling the contracted administrator for the state, but they will then patch the caller through to us after they assess whether or not it's an appropriate response.
So that's Mobile Response. Martha, excuse me for interrupting. Could you repeat that number and also tell us again specifically if that is that only for Mobile Response then for a semi-crisis or?
Well, it is for if someone's in if a family's in crisis or a youth is in crisis, again, not suicidal, not homicidal, but a behavioral crisis as opposed to a mental health crisis. And it's available to anybody who lives in the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
And there's no charge for it, charge for these services. And the number to access this number, and now this number for Perform Care, the contract administrator, they can link you to many services. They can act as an information and referral source 24 hours a day. So the number again is 877-652-7624, or your listeners can go on to performcarenj.org, and there's an array of services that they'll be able to see there.
Great.
On the website.
Okay, great. Now we're going to have to take a brief commercial break. Hang on just one moment.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We've been talking with Martha Roselli, who is with Catholic Charities. And Martha, just for the record, for anybody out there who may not be totally familiar with Catholic Charities, you do not have to be Catholic to make use of your services. That's correct?
Yes, and thank you for reminding me of that. I often forget to mention that because it doesn't matter whether you have whether you're a Catholic or any religion or no religion at all. In fact, when we ask about if you have any spiritual connections, we do that not because we need to know necessarily what they are or if you worship any particular entity. It's because that may help you in your treatment if you identify as having, a particular a spiritual life. But no, it's not. It's really that's unimportant. Also unimportant is something that I really need to put out there. It really doesn't matter to us what your sexual orientation is. Sometimes people think, I can't come to Catholic Charities because I'm gay. We don't even, unless that is important to your treatment or you're presenting problems, we don't even ask questions like that. And yet, I'm asked that constantly. I'm gay, so you won't help me, right? Yeah, of course we're going to help you. You're a person. You're human.
Right, you're a human being, right.
Yeah, that's more important to us than anything, the fact that you're just a person, just like us. So thank you for reminding me of that, Larry.
The reason I remember that is I think one of the first times you were on the radio show with me, I made the comment that, you're dealing with Catholics because I had that impression also, and, you corrected me, so that was great. That's why I just brought it up for other people who may not be aware. Could you give me the Perform Care, what was it, .org or .com thing again? Because I didn't write it all down. I was having trouble.
Okay, so it's Perform Care NJ. It's all one word. .org. It's not case sensitive.
Okay.
And the number is 877-652-7624.
Okay.
Does that also apply? I know you're primarily involved with the youth programs, but does that also apply for adults?
Well, you know, it does and it doesn't, and I know that sounds like I'm equivocating, but I guess it depends where you think an adolescent leaves off and an adult begins, because our services and the services that are channeled through Perform Care are for youth, and they call them youth, up to age 21.
Okay.
So, for an example, I have an independent living program located in Warren County, but Hunterdon County residents are eligible to enter that program as well. And even though one of the ways in which to access that program is to go onto the Perform Care website, the age range is from 18 years to 21 years for that service.
Okay. Great.
All right. I have, just out of curiosity, is Catholic Charities just in New Jersey, or is it all over the country?
Oh, it's all over the world, actually.
Okay.
It's called Caritas in Europe and Asia. But we are, in New Jersey, there are five dioceses, and so there's a Catholic Charities associated with each diocese.
Okay.
And then it's all over the country, the Virgin Islands. I'm always teasing my boss saying that I need to be transferred there. But
you need a conference.
Every Catholic Charities is its own organization, so we can't transfer, unfortunately.
Okay.
But we belong to Catholic Charities USA, and that's sort of our we have a very strong partnership with them. And, you know, our strategic directions coincide. And anytime we need particular assistance in terms of lobbying or advocacy or whatever, Catholic Charities USA is where we go.
Oh, okay. I said earlier that I am familiar with the SPIRIT program, which stands for, correct me if I'm wrong, Supportive Partners in Recovery and Treatment?
Well, it's you're almost 100% right. But
almost 100%. Okay.
99
right. How's that for a social work answer, huh?
Yeah, really.
yeah. Strength-based answer. It's spiritual partners.
Spiritual partners.
Spiritual partners. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it's right now we have probably our largest census ever. We have 46 individuals who labor with severe and persistent mental illness. Who may need just a little bit of support to get them through, get them to the next level, to outpatient therapy. And people involved in SPIRIT can come anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week. It's up to them. But we do ask that they attend 3 days a week. We have group. We have individual. We have all sorts of outings. We have our annual barbecue coming up, our barbecue and picnic coming up. And it's a program that really is designed for not just social workers and case managers and peer advocates to help people who are, you know, experiencing a difficult time in their illness, but for them to help one another. And I think that's what I enjoy the most. I don't often get to be involved because I'm more an administrator now, but, you know, when I can see somebody, you know, comforting somebody or saying, you know, I know what you're talking about. That happened to me, too, and this is what I did. That means so much more, I think, to a person who is in a crisis because, you know, that person's been through it, and they know that mm-hmm. other person has been
right.
through it. So supportive partners, to me, would probably be a better name for the program, but it is spiritual partners.
Okay. I don't
Gee, Larry, you almost renamed a program here.
Yeah, see that?
He's got power.
But, you know, I know, well, I say I'm familiar with it because a mom comes to our support group on a regular basis, and her son is in the program, and she praises it very much for a number of reasons. And one of them is her son has a lot of difficulties, and if he may have a problem one day of not wanting to be in a group, too many people or whatever, and they'll adapt and do him one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes he doesn't come for 2 weeks because he just can't bring himself to go. And when he does come back there, it's like he never left, you know, and they adapt their program or their rules, if you want to call them that, to meet this young man's needs. And, I mean, I think that's pretty awesome because a lot of times programs don't bend the rules for people. I mean, this is it, and boom, 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 and you have to do this, this, or this. And if you don't, well, then you're out. Well, in this case, I know for a fact that they do adapt the rules. And I know for a fact also that they've been keeping him in the program, him being off and on, because sometimes he doesn't come, sometimes he comes. And when he does come, they, you know, treat him like he never left, you know. And I think it's awesome. And I think that, you know, the mother is so thankful. And I told this to Gina Crisola because she comes to the hospital meetings that I go to. And, you know, so, and she, you know, I told her and the thing, and I, you know, and she was very, and I told her at the meeting, so it was part of the record, you know, so to speak. And she was very pleased, and she said she would pass it on to the staff, you know, so. But I figured I'd just tell you also.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think that, you know, there's a few reasons for that. The first reason is that, you know, Catholic Charities, part of our, you know, everybody has, all the agencies have, you know, a vision and a mission and everything. And ours is flexibility. Flexibility to meet the person's needs. And that's part of our, it was part of our vision, but, you know, mm-hmm. now it's become our reality. And as much as possible within, you know, the contracts we have, we do that. And we're very fortunate because this contract with the Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services allows us that flexibility. And I think for that reason and for the reason that we have staff in Spirit who collectively have anywhere from 60 to 70 years total experience
right.
Working with people who have these, you know, these very serious issues. And so we understand, you know, we, mm-hmm. we actually, you know, okay, so today may not be a good day for you. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to call you, we're going to see how you're doing, and we're going to encourage you to come back. But when you can come back, it'll be just like you never left. We're going to pick up from where we left off. And I think that that's a credit to the staff who really, really understand mental illness.
Right. And I think it's also it's a credit to the organization, you know, to Catholic Charities, because a lot of organizations, like I said, have rules and they don't bend them, you know, for their clients. This is what you have to do, blah, blah, blah. If you don't do it, then you're out. And in this case, you know, they adapt. There's days where this young man goes and he'll sit with a group, may not participate, but he'll sit in the group. Others, he just won't do it. You know, he can't do it, or he's going to go home. And, you know, so rather than have him go home, they'll take him one-on-one and talk to him, you know. And I think that a lot of this is good. You know, it's helping him. And, you know, like I said, the mother's just praising the program. So,
Well, we always try to, in every one of our programs, that treat people who have any type of mental disorder, any type of physical illness,
mm-hmm.
It's always putting the person first, you know, and,
right.
and if my staff don't do that, they will tell you what will happen. They can be very clear that Martha's going to be asking them, you know, and almost interrogating them, why, and they call it my five whys. Why?
Yeah.
You know, I want to know why you didn't do this. And now I think it's just part of our culture to make sure that we are there with the whole person. People say we treat the whole person. I don't say we treat. I say we are there. We walk beside the whole person.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Do you, this Catholic Charities, still have a wellness and recovery plan?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yep.
Would you explain the components of that plan?
Well, a wellness and recovery plan really looks at, you know, what are the person's strengths? What does the person have that he or she can count on when times get tough. You know, what is it we need to do to get you to your optimum place? You decide what your optimum place is. Now, somebody's optimum place may be, without divulging any confidentiality, mm-hmm. A person who was really interested in gardening. And this person's place that he or she wanted to be in was to be able to go to a garden center to pick out flowers and to be able to come home and cultivate those flowers and have a garden. So that was their optimal place. And things that were holding them back was they were afraid to be around people. They suffered from social anxiety.
Right.
So, you know, to the point where they would wear a face covering so that no one could see their face. And so, you know, what the wellness plan did, the recovery plan did, was to take a look at, okay, what were this person's strengths so that we can help them build on that to get them to their optimum place. And, you know, I'm happy mm-hmm. to say that, you know, working with the staff, that was reality. They were actually able to take this person to a garden center to, I don't know whether or not he bought any flowers, but to go to this place and kind of, you know, at least take the first steps toward meeting the goal
right.
of being able to talk to someone, to be able to ask about the flowers, to be able to purchase them, and then bring them home and plant them. So it takes all of the positive things in their life and moves them toward, step by step, towards where they want to be.
What happens?
That's what a wrap is.
What happens if they don't really know where they want to be?
Well, that happens sometimes too. So it just takes a little bit more time. And the person who works with them the best with that, well, we have not only the therapist, but really, it's the case manager and the peer advocate. Because our peer advocate, I think you've met her, Janice,
mm-hmm.
You know, she understands it from a personal place. She understands it. And so she'll talk to them. And really, more than talk, she'll listen to the person. And what are some of the things this person did when life wasn't quite so tough for them
right.
that they would like to get back to? And then the case manager will help them actualize that plan. The therapist will provide the support, will help them get through the tough times, but the case manager and the peer advocate will help them identify and actualize the plans.
Martha, I have a question. When someone comes to you 3 to 5 times a week, how many hours a day would they be there?
Well, they can expect to be there usually about anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, depending upon what's going on. Now, they can go to more than one group. So if there's two groups that day, maybe there's an arts and crafts group, and maybe there's a group talking about depression. They can go to both groups. They can go to one group. Or they can come in and they can see their therapist, and then after that, you know, go to a group on perhaps medication. I was able to sit in for a few minutes on their group at Christmas time. And so they talked about Christmas traditions, what traditions, you know, are painful to them, and developing new traditions, or what things are going to, you know, be a bump in the road for them over the Christmas season, mm-hmm. and how are they going to, you know, overcome that. And then some of them after that really just wanted to get together and just, you know, do crafts for Christmas so they could give them as gifts. And so they stayed longer. So, you know, they were there for 4 or 5 hours. So it really just depends upon what their needs are for the day.
Okay. Great.
I have, what is an MIMR program?
An IMR.
IMR.
That's an illness and management of recovery.
Okay.
So it's a plan. It's how are you managing your recovery.
Okay.
It's not a wrap plan, but an IMR is not that different. And
mm-hmm.
people would scream if they hear me say that. But in actuality, when it comes right down to it, the illness management recovery plan is not that different from a wrap plan.
Okay. Do you have family groups that meet with the families? Or
We have done it occasionally. What happens, though, is, you know, a few things happen during those groups. One is, you know, sometimes folks don't want their family telling other people about what's going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to tell their own story, or they don't want people to know certain aspects
right.
of their lives. And so what we find is family members want to come, but our, you know, the people who are involved in the program don't necessarily want them to come.
Okay.
So in that case, we always refer them to Hunter and Behavioral Health and to the Intensive Family Support Services Program.
Okay.
Are there any exclusionary criteria for any of their programs? Are people not allowed because of certain reasons?
Well, it depends upon the program. Certainly if someone has been violent or threatened violence against another while in our office, then that's certainly an issue. And on a case-by-case basis, we have had people who have threatened violence or, you know, done something like thrown something, whatever, and that's not necessarily something that would preclude them. For the most part, you need to be a resident of Hunterdon County, except for just outpatient. You don't have to be. You can work in Hunterdon County. But you need to be a resident of Hunterdon County. You need to want to get the help. That's important because we have had parents who have literally dropped children off and sat out in the parking lot, and, you know, that doesn't work. We need to know why the child's here, and the child won't talk to us because you just dropped them off. So that's an issue. You have to want to participate. And your participation can be somewhat minimal. We understand that in the beginning, and then it's our job to kind of reel you in. Let's see. Some programs require, like mobile response requires a referral from Perform Care, but again, that's almost instantaneous. That's not an issue. And that just requires that you live in Warren, Hunterdon, or Somerset County, or anywhere in the state, really. And that, you know, you have at least one parent who agrees to have mobile involved. Some of our programs, like our supervised visitation program, those programs either require a involvement in child protective services or an order from the court. But mostly we're pretty well open. We do have one program called the developmental, well, actually it's not its own program anymore, but it's for people who have adults who have a developmental disability as well as a mental illness, and that requires that you be a resident of Hunterdon County.
Do you, you obviously have to, or have had clients who have a dual diagnosis, mental illness or substance abuse or
yes.
alcoholism, so on and so forth. I'm under the impression that because they have a alternate, you know, abuse of alcohol or drugs, they're not prohibited from coming into the program. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Now, we cannot, there's a special license that you need in order to provide substance abuse services, and we do not have that in our Flemington office. We do not have that license. We can do assessments, we can do referrals, but we can't do treatment
okay.
for substance abuse. But you're right, there are, you know, occasionally, well, probably more than occasionally, we do get folks into one of our programs, Spirit or Outpatient, who are experiencing difficulties as well with substance use. And so we've developed quite a network of people that that we can count on, that we can make referrals to. We also provide those services down in our Bridgewater office, so if the person is interested and can travel to Bridgewater, and then we'll co-manage the case with our substance abuse professional down in Bridgewater. So, you know, we've learned to not look at that as a barrier or a roadblock,
mm-hmm.
and a person won't be denied services because they use substances.
Well, that's good. We have to take another quick break. While we're on break, Martha, if you could think if there's anything that we haven't discussed that you'd like to talk about, your picnic or barbecue or whatever you're going to have upcoming, if there's any fundraisers that you're going to have in the future, you know. And I have a couple other questions when we get back, all right? You've been listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Mental Health Matters, and we're back with Martha Roselli from Catholic Charities. This is Tracy Ivey. Martha, what other services does Catholic Charities provide?
Well, Catholic Charities as an agency provides quite a few services. We have a very large, very vibrant housing and homelessness program. And in fact, we were just awarded this year we were awarded 100 vouchers to help people living in Warren, Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer, and Middlesex counties who are involved with Child Protective Services. And their primary reason they're involved with used to be called DIFAS, now it's CPMP, is because of homelessness. And so it's a program that wraps services around them in those five counties, substance abuse services, mental health services, housing search services, case management, all sorts of things. We also have shelters located in Middlesex County, family shelters as well as a shelter for men. We have many off-site apartments, workforce apartments, so those apartments accept vouchers from Section 8 for individuals, and we provide case management. We have a PACT program, and that's a program that goes out into the community and serves people who have a severe mental health illness. And, make sure they're taking their medication, checks up on them at least once a day. And that's reserved for Middlesex County, but we do have those services as well. We have a very large clinic located in Middlesex County, and not a health clinic, but a mental health clinic, that provides services for over 600 individuals every year.
Wow.
Just for mental health services. And in Hunterdon County, other than the services that I've already mentioned, we also have a program for young adults who are, trying to find their way in the world. Perhaps they've been in placement, foster placement, or in a residential treatment facility, and now they don't have the life skills necessary to be able to find a job, find housing, complete their education, etc. So we have a program called Regional Aftercare, and that's open to all Hunterdon County.
Did you say reach?
Regional.
Excuse me. Could you repeat the name of that? It sounded like
Regional,
you said laughter.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, it's called RAPS, Regional Aftercare Program Services.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Great. And, we wanted to know if you have any upcoming fundraisers or anything else that's important to talk about that we might have missed.
Well, we don't have any fundraisers if we do, I don't know of them, because actually those fundraisers are actually done through our diocesan office. So all we do is go to them.
Okay.
So we don't have any planned at this stage. I don't know if there are anything planned for later, earlier this summer. We generally have a very big one in the fall, and that's a dinner and dance. But at this time, what we do have right now is, we're very fortunate. Catholic Charities is very fortunate to have many collaborators in our four-county area. And some of those that are really very close to us are the Tri-County Care Management Organization and the Family Service Organization. So our Children's Interagency Coordinating Council through Catholic Charities in Hunterdon County, we're partnering with the, those two entities, and tonight we're actually holding a session on, it's called Attitudes in Reverse. It's an organization, AIR, they're called.
AIR, right.
You know AIR?
Oh, yeah, I know the husband and wife.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So it's really for suicide prevention. And so they're doing a presentation tonight at Raritan Valley at the college there in their grand hall. And it's going to be, again, as I said, Attitudes in Reverse. It's in recognition of Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. And so the event begins at 5:30 and ends at 8. And everybody who wishes to attend are welcome to attend. Light refreshments and dinner are going to be served. And it's for parents, teens, and community members. And I would really encourage people to come out to this. You know, it's so sad, especially when you have a child, regardless of the child's age. I don't care whether the child's 5 or the child's 50, who has a mental illness. You know, it can be a very isolating feeling, very isolating experience. And so the AIR performance, they're doing In Their Shoes, it's the name of the exhibit. They're going to do an exhibit as well as a presentation. And it really is about suicide prevention and how suicide affects not just the child and the family, but the entire community. And I think I would really encourage people, again, 5:30 tonight at Raritan Valley Community College. If you park in the visitor's parking lot, you'll be able to get pretty easily, you'll be able to get to the main, I don't know what they call it.
I think it's the theater, basically, right in the front of
it's the Grand Conference Room.
Grand Conference Room, okay. Yeah. And that's from 5:30 to 8 tonight, yeah. Raritan Valley Community College in North Branch. Okay.
And the husband and wife who started this program, their daughter was the one who named it AIR. Attitude in Reverse. Do you know that?
I didn't know that, but it's a great name.
Yeah.
Their
daughter is after her brother committed suicide.
Yeah. What was his name? Jeff, I think it was.
I'm sorry?
I think his name was Jeff, if I recall.
Jeff, yeah. That's right.
And it's very sad.
But his sister is the one who named it, you know, Attitudes in Reverse, and, you know, short for AIR, you know. But, you know, I've had both husband and wife and husband on the show before in the last couple of years ago. But, you know, so I'm familiar with them, yes. And we only have a couple minutes left. If someone wanted to reach out either to you or to Catholic Charities, could you give them a contact number that they could call for more information, website or whatever?
Well, I can give them all that.
Okay.
So the number, our number in Flemington is 908-782-7905. And certainly they can call and ask for Martha. I have to say I'm not there every day. I have 5 different sites, so I'm all around. But I will return the call. I do pick up my messages. And that, or they can speak to the client services specialist. They just asked for Jean. She's the only person there by that name. And she knows all the services that we provide and pretty much all the services everybody in Hunterdon provides. And we do have Catholic Charities has a website. It's www.cc, as in Catholic Charities, D as in dog, O, M as in Martha, .org. And they can click on, they'll see the radio buttons come up, and they can click on Hunterdon County, and then it will take them directly to Hunterdon County. We also have a Facebook page, Catholic Charities Diocese of Metuchen, and that where they can get, you know, just news and interesting things through our Facebook page.
Am I not mistaken, but hasn't the Spirit program been started now in Flemington also?
The Spirit program?
Yes.
Oh, it's been in Flemington. It's It started in Somerset County.
Right.
And then that was, Larry, now you're dating me. I have no idea. I can't remember how long ago. It was at least 10 years ago it started. And then it was, the state submitted a request for proposals, and Catholic Charities, I wrote it, we got it. And so we've had this beer program, I want to say probably 7 or 8 years. It's located right on 6th Park Avenue in Flemington.
Right.
That's where our office is located.
Right. I can't.
We can help with some limited transportation. We do have a van, and our case manager or peer advocate can drive, pick people up. We can't promise it, but we will do our best to help with transportation.
That's wonderful. Martha, I can't thank you enough for coming on. Sorry about
thank
the little
Martha.
Mix-up.
Yeah, my apologies.
No apologies necessary.
It's all on me, Larry.
You'll have to buy coffee the next time I see you. That's all.
I will.
And we thank you so much. And why not real quickly give the contact number again for somebody wants to get a hold of, you know, some more information.
Yes, it's 908-782-7905.
Okay. And Martha, thank you so much. I do appreciate it, and we really appreciate all the good work your Catholic Charities does.
Yes, thank you, Martha.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
And don't forget, folks, mental health really does matter. See you again next week.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A volcano spewing lava hundreds of feet into the air on Hawaii's Big Island may also threaten a geothermal power plant where tens of thousands of gallons of highly flammable liquids are stored. Now, the plant has been evacuated, as have many homeowners. Take a listen as this homeowner describes the scene when he was leaving his home.
It was really shaking. I got under a doorway. And then when the next one came, I could tell it was going to be much bigger. And I ran out of the house, and I tried to find a clear spot to stand, and got away from the power line. And I looked back, and my car was just rocking like this on the ground.
Oliver North will become the president of the NRA within a few weeks. That's according to the board of directors, who began the process earlier today. In a statement, Wayne LaPierre, NRA Executive Vice President and CEO, said Oliver North is a legendary warrior for American freedom, a gifted commentator, and a skilled leader. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3000.
Authorities near Atlanta, Georgia say they may never know what led a man to open fire on highway traffic last week. With the latest on the investigation, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A sheriff just outside Atlanta says the sniper-like shootings on a major highway last Friday afternoon were simply random violence staged by a 26-year-old man who had an arsenal with him. Rex Harbor of Snellville hid in the woods and randomly opened fire 17 times on passing vehicles on Highway 365. Two men were struck by bullets. Luckily, they're recovering. Harbor then shot and killed himself once law enforcement had him surrounded. The sheriff says he had at least five guns and over 3,000 rounds of ammunition with him. They don't know a motive, but they have been searching his home looking for clues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As we turn our attention to Wall Street, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 150 points on the day. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close?